For this Monday, February 3rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Posey County Health Department will soon be offering a new resource to the community. Starting on March 4th, the department will be hosting free community clinics on the first and third Tuesday of every month. The clinics will take place at MSD of North Posey's Ascension St. Vincent Tri-State Clinic, which is located at 4922 Highway 165 in Poseyville from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. During the free clinics, different services will be offered, including immunizations, vital sign checks, glucose monitoring, lice treatment kits, and various other testing as needed. New Life Rescue and Adoption has announced that they are having a benefit auction and dinner this Saturday at the Posey County Community Center. There will be food, beverages, raffles, and auction items. All the money raised will go to support the animals. For event details and to purchase tickets, you can visit newliferescues.org/auction. Harmony State Park posted on Facebook that this Saturday they are having their second annual chili cook-off and their fifth annual falconry event. You can come around lunchtime to taste and vote, and then stick around for a great Birds of Prey program that is all about the art of falconry. This event will happen rain or shine. It will take place around the Nature Center and Pavilion. The Mount Vernon Wildcats boys swim team won the Pocket Athletic Conference Tournament Championship over the weekend. It's the first ever PAC title and their first conference championship since 2013 when they were a part of the Big 8 Conference. The Wildcats won by decisive margin of 66.5 points and posted three individual wins and all three relay wins. The high school wrestling sectionals took place this past weekend, and the North Posey Vikings have wrestlers that are moving on to the regionals this weekend. Tyson Barrow was the sectional champion in the 175-pound weight class. Other wrestlers that are moving on include Asa Spencer, Knox Winderoth, Aslan Templeton, Parker Johnson, Wyatt Gamblin, and Ty Mock. Mount Vernon Wrestling finished as sectional runner-up as a team, and they advanced nine wrestlers on the regional round next weekend. The wrestlers that are moving on are Daniel Bazin, Tristan Rumley, Brendan Hubbard, Kale Collins, Jaden Stillwagner, Monroe Harris, Colton Schneider, Easton Hall, and Lewis Allen. Coming up tonight here on Posey County Radio, it is the North Posey and Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Shows. The North Posey Coaches Show can be heard at 5:30 on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Vikings got beat in their only game this past weekend, which was on Saturday at home against Princeton, 52-38. The Vikings are an even 8-8 overall. They are home on Wednesday against Day School and then at Pike Central on Thursday. The Mount Vernon Coaches Show will be at 6 o'clock on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Wildcats won their lone game this past weekend on Friday at home over Tell City, 45-39. Mount Vernon sits at 9-8 on the season and will be home against Princeton on Thursday. In college basketball from Sunday, the Evansville Purple Aces men's basketball team won their third straight game at Belmont by a final score of 80-75. Four different Purple Aces finished in double figures, and Gabriel Pizzotto led the way with 22 points. Tayshawn Comer added 19 points and 6 assists, while Josh Hughes and Connor Turnbull each scored 14 points. Evansville is now 9-14 on the year and 6-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. UE is tied for 6th place with Illinois State and just one game back of 4th place. The Aces are home on Wednesday against the Southern Illinois Salukis. Finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers start a 4-game West Coast road trip in Utah against the Jazz, tip off at 8 o'clock. The Pacers have won 3 straight games, and they've also won 11 of their last 13 as they sit at 27-20 on the season. Indiana's in 4th place in the Eastern Conference standings. That's news and sports for this Monday, February 3rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.